Hey founders, this is the SaaS Boss Show, the podcast for SaaS founders in the growth stage who want to get unstuck, build high-performing teams, and get clarity about how to build a profitable startup. Every week, I interview SaaS consultants, coaches, and experts who work with dozens of startups just like yours and share their best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS. My name is Natalie Luniva, and I'm a growth and leadership coach to SaaS founders, and I'm also married to a SaaS founder, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us on this conversation. Hi, everyone. Today, it is my pleasure to speak with Austin Ford about how to stop churn and get forever customers. Austin is the CEO of the Challenge Funnel, where he leads a team of experts who help SaaS companies unlock the single most powerful funnel that helps grow companies while increasing your customer retention. Welcome to the show, Austin.
Thank you, Natalie. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited.
For anyone watching the video, you'll see that Austin is wearing a crown. Tell us more about that.
So the crown is about me finding my purpose. So about 3 years ago, I started my online digital agency. And we were doing everything. I was like the everything king. So we were building chatbots, we're building all kinds of different funnels for different people. We were doing Facebook ads. In fact, there was one particular point where I was so desperate during that first year running my agency, we actually got somebody over the phone and she was like, can you run Pinterest ads? We sold her that we could run Pinterest ads, and then I would go and learn how to run Pinterest ads on YouTube. And then we ran a Pinterest ad for it. And then shortly after that, I was also in the Two Comma Club X program with Russell Brunson with ClickFunnels. I had joined that program, and my idea was to keep growing my agency and to get help from that program. Well, about a year into that program, I ended up not having much more success because I was still kind of doing everything. After the program was about over, the last trip we had was a marketing cruise. So I went on a marketing cruise and I was sitting at a mojito bar, having a mojito, and I had this influence marketer come up and start talking to me. And she was like, so what's your biggest problem? And I told her that I actually had like a panic disorder because anytime we got a new customer on the phone because I needed money so bad, I would sell them whatever they wanted, right? So it ended up being funnels, chatbots, Facebook ads, Pinterest ads. Like, it was absolutely crazy. She said, well, the number one way you solve that issue is you have to niche down, find a particular person and solve a very specific issue for that person and charge them a lot of money. And I was like, okay, easy for you to say, what should I do? Because I was doing everything, right? And so she was like, well, what are you really passionate about? And I like funnel building. So planning the funnels out and then building the funnel and then optimizing and running traffic to it. So she was like, great, you should pick a funnel. Which funnel are you going to pick? And she started going back and forth with me. She was like, well, what about like webinar funnels? What about high ticket application funnels? Things like that. And I was like, no. And then finally she said, well, what about challenge funnels? And I was like, what's a challenge funnel? And she was like, it's like an experience that people get to go through in a certain amount of days and they achieve a certain result. And I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. And I was like, I'm going to be the challenge funnel king. So to sum it all up, the crown is me finding my purpose.
How did you start working with SaaS founders?
Okay, so ClickFunnels, for people that don't know, is it's a funnel builder. They create a 30-day experience that says, hey, like, we'll show you how to create your first funnel within 30 days and then understand, you know, the basics of direct response marketing and things like that. So what they do is they get them to pay for the challenge on the forefront. So it's $100 a join. And the result that the customer is going to get is that they're going to build their first funnel within 30 days. Well, little do they know that they're going to be using ClickFunnels during that challenge. And ClickFunnels has the benefit because they're teaching them not only how to build a sales funnel, but also how to use their platform to get that result. Once somebody builds something, usually on your platform or any software, the stick rate's pretty high. They don't really want to go anywhere after that, especially since they learn from you and learn your systems and things like that. So I guess the way I started working with SaaS founders is that they saw the experience of that. I became really well known in my industry as the Challenge Funnel King, and they started booking phone calls on our website.
So how can SaaS founders use the methods used by ClickFunnels and do something similar?
When you go out and build a software, the software has some kind of result it gives your customer, right? And we're actually looking, what is the end result? So another example here is we built a online experience for a software company called Credit Repair Club. So basically what Credit Repair Club does is they help people start their own online credit repair business, right? So their whole software is around building your own business around credit repair. The problem is they have a 30-day trial and they get people into the trial, but they don't really understand how to use the software or what the fundamentals are to building the business, right? So we came in and we built them a 14-day experience saying, hey, let us hold you by the hand as we help you build your first credit repair business, right? If you go and look at the website, it's creditherochallenge.com. So creditherochallenge.com. Go check out the website. We don't sell the software at all on that page. We actually sell the result that the customer really wants to attain, which is building their own credit repair business. We take them through the challenge. And I think on like day five or something of the challenge, we say, hey, we're going to be using the software to help you. It's called Credit Repair Cloud. Go over here and sign up. You get a 30-day trial with the challenge, right? So people sign up for the thing. They learn how to use the software while building the business. And then, voila, they stay on the software longer.
Are there softwares that would really benefit from a challenge funnel versus those that maybe would not be a good fit?
If your software is pretty much a push a button and get a result, it's probably not going to be a good fit. So usually there has to be a learning curve involved with your software. So CRMs are a great fit, right? There's a lot of learning and setting up and things that take time, okay? So usually the best experiences I've seen, if you can deliver your client a result or result between 7 to 30 days is kind of the range that you want to shoot for, okay? So if it's the software, you just sign up and then you like click three buttons and then like voila, they get something out of it, like a thumbnail, you probably can't really create an experience around that. However, if you're a B2B software company that helps businesses grow or increase the revenue or increase customer satisfaction or increase lead generation, whatever, that will probably be a really good fit because you probably have some kind of system or model to help them get that result. And you can tie your software into that. So it's all about selling the result and the experience that the customer is going to go through and learn how to attain that result rather than actually selling what the software is or what it does and things like that. They'll learn all that during the experience.
And the challenges to create, are they usually free or do people pay for them?
These online challenges, we prefer pay. Why do we prefer pay? I call it the hyper-focus result. The hyper-focus result is this. Hey, I'm going to help you get X result in Y time frame, okay? So it's a very specific person getting a very specific result in X amount of days. When you promise somebody that you could do that, you're going to have great conversions selling them a program. So online challenges, we do paid challenges only. They're anywhere between $37 to $100. And the reason why is you want a low front end offer to get them into the challenge. I mean, because if somebody looks at that, so example again for with the credit repair challenge, so we only sell for $47. People look at that and be like, wait a minute, you're telling me that you're gonna help me set up my credit repair business and help me get started, get my first customers in 14 days, and all I gotta do is pay you $47? No brainer, right? The software on the back end, they actually sell their software for $179 a pop. The software on the back end is where you're gonna make your money, right? So the idea is to not do a free challenge, but to sell the challenge on the front end so you can spend more money to acquire customers, right? Right now, we're running ads and we're getting customers to purchase a challenge for around $23. And the average cart value for this particular challenge is $80. So they're actually making money on the front end and then getting people on their free trial, right? Because we're selling the result, not the software.
So basically, this is going to help if a software is a really difficult to grasp and it's not within clicking a few buttons and it takes a few days to get it set up, then what the customer is getting with this challenge is basically a streamlined experience where they understand how to solve their problem, which is obviously the whole reason for them to buy your tool, is not to use your tool, but to actually accomplish what they want to be done with your tool. So what you're saying is that you're selling them on this end result while teaching them how to do that using your software.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So if you're a software owner, I highly recommend reading this book, Retention Point. It's by Robert Schraub, and it's basically the single biggest secret to membership and subscription growth. But what's really interesting about this, he doesn't talk about what I do particularly, but what he talks about in this book is basically everything that Challenge Funnel does for your customers. So basically, number one, it gets them the dream, right? Because you're inspiring them that they're going to attain some type of result that they really want, right? And you're getting them the dream. Right when they purchase that challenge, they're buying that because they have a dream to achieve X result. Belief. Belief's important. So the first couple of days of any challenge that we do, we instill belief in your customer. So this is as easy as just showing case studies of other customers getting the result that you're telling them that they can get utilizing your software, okay? A goal. So the third thing he has here is a goal. So with all these challenges, everybody has a specific goal that they have in mind. Again, if I'm thinking of ClickFunnels, ClickFunnels' goal is, hey, we're going to help you achieve a funnel in 30 days, right? And then that's the next one is time. So there's a time frame when everybody's going to actually complete this thing. Focus, it's hyper-focused. Hey, for the next 7 days, we're going to just focus on this one thing. This is all you got to do to get to accomplish X, Y, and Z, right? The curriculum, the wins, recognition, and then upsells. Challenges are really powerful since they've gotten to know, like, and trust your brand. To upsell them additional things afterwards, we try to sell a high-ticket product or a high-ticket coaching program behind the challenges that includes additional subscription length to the software. So I highly recommend reading that book, Retention Point, because it's all about how do you cultivate those dream customers. But essentially, we've packaged all that and put it into the challenge model.
Give us some really cool, interesting examples how you've created those challenges for your clients. Give us an example of a software, and then what challenge was that?
Yeah, so another example is Revue Kangaroo. So Revue Kangaroo came to us and they were like, we have an awesome product. They actually sell their software for $1,800 a year. So it's like a subscription. But they're having a problem educating their customers on why it's important to have online reviews. To give some context, Revue Kangaroo is an online program that boosts reviews online for HVAC owners, and it's for plumbers and service-based businesses. So as soon as they're done with a customer, they send them a text and it says, you know, rate your experience, blah, blah, blah. If it's more than 4 stars, it pushes it to all the major review sites like Google, Yelp, to all the major platforms. If it's less than 4 stars, it pushes it to customer service. So the companies never get a bad review. And the more reviews you have online, the better your presence and the more customers you're going to get. So we're building a 7-day experience educating the customer on how to. So basically the result is, let us help you skyrocket to number one in your local market on Google and Facebook in just 7 days, right? So how do you get the number one? Well, during the challenge, so it's $100 for them to join. And then during the challenge, they actually talk about why online reviews are powerful, right? And they show them, this is key, they actually show them how to do it manually during the challenge. And then after the challenge, they're like, okay, now I know that was a lot of work to do all this manual stuff. Guess what? We made a software over here that actually automates this entire process. So then they get them the book of call, and then they sell them into the software. So that's another example.
I actually met the founder a couple of years ago in Phoenix at HubSpot conference, I think. So very funny that you bring up this particular example.
Oh, really?
What results did they achieve?
So we haven't launched it yet. We're still building it.
Oh, you're still, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any that you've already launched?
Yeah. So with the Credit Repair Challenge, that's live and running right now. They got, so we do a pre-launch, first of all, utilizing their existing list. So my idea with my customers is to say, hey, you know, what I want to do is I want to do a pre-launch to your existing list and get you all your money back without spending any money on ads, right? We did a pre-launch for Credit Repair Challenge. We had, I believe they had a list of about 40,000. They got about 1,600 of those people on a hot list. And out of the hot list, they had 423 purchases, right? For a $37 challenge. So they made over $30,000 on the front end. And then they had a 997 product on the back end that converted at 10%. And then they also got about, I believe, 50% of those people who joined that challenge and ended up initiating their software subscription, which is $179 a month. So you can only imagine about 200 of those people, you're looking at like an additional $25,000 added to their monthly recurring revenue.
That's a great example for a software company who has already a base of customers or leads, right? Would this approach work for someone who does not have any leads?
Yeah. So as Dan Kennedy says, like whoever can spend the most to acquire customers is going to win, right? And the problem with a lot of these software companies is they spend a ton of money getting people on a free trial, and then that person ends up not staying on the platform. They drop off before they get charged, or they're only there for a couple months, right? Because there's no education about how they can use the software to get the result in the first place. So we've been seeing, you know, around $20 to $30 average cost per purchase through Facebook ads, actually, which is great. And remember, they're paying for the experience. They're not paying for the software. So if you can create an experience and get them in at that low barrier offer, there's plenty of possibilities for you to upsell, retain those customers during and after that experience. So yes, is this a viable solution for software companies that are brand new? Of course. It might just take a little bit of additional ad spend and budgeting to just kind of hone in who that audience is.
On average, how much ad spend do your clients need to invest on a monthly basis to start seeing results?
I would say anywhere between, on the lowest end, 3,000. On the higher end, like we would prefer to have $5,000 to $10,000 ad spend budget. But again, the whole idea of creating these type of funnels is because they're self-liquidating offer funnels. So every single penny you make from the experience should actually be dumped right back into ad spend. Let me look. Since we're sharing our screen, and anybody that might be watching the video on this, actually, let me pull up some stats real quick. So this is a real client, and this was profitability pre-launch here. So again, this client had a list of 40,000 again, right? We had 1,600 people join the hot list. They ended up making around $30,000 on the front end. So that money right there needs to go back into ad spend. That's the whole goal of creating a self-liquidating offer. Now for the back end, when we're running traffic to these particular challenges, it's going to be a mix between cold and warm. So what we do is we like to take the list of who's already on your software, who's already purchased the challenge, blah, blah, blah. We're going to create a lookalike audience from that and find more people who like your stuff. Now we're actually seeing a conversion rate for the Credit Repair Challenge at about 8% on the front end, and they bumped their price up to $47 now. So we've run this challenge a couple times already. They've gotten an additional 400 people inside of it. About 60% of those people are starting on a new trial. And if every single one of those people actually ends up staying on the software, which it's very highly they will, going through the experience with you, that's an additional revenue stream of, you know, 30K monthly recurring revenue, okay? So back to your original question. If you're a software company and you're a new founder and you don't have a big audience or a big list yet, can you do this? Yes, of course you can do it. It's just going to take a little bit of traction to get the ball rolling if you're going right to ad spend. If you have an existing customer list and if you have an existing list that is not customers, that's going to be a great place to start.
Cool. Do you have any other examples besides the two? Really, what I'm looking is to share with the listeners to get their ideas spinning, what they can do with their software and what their challenge can look like.
Yeah. So another example is Deal Machine. So Deal Machine is a software that helps realtors get more leads, find more deals. So what they're doing right now is got running Facebook ads to a lead magnet that shows them, hey, here's our $5 million a year contract that you can swipe, and we're gonna show you how to use it, right? So they're actually getting $5 per lead on that free lead magnet. They're building their list. Building the list is important. Then after they're getting people on that list, they have a soap opera sequence selling them their 21-day deals challenge, which they are promising, hey, in 21 days, we're going to help you find your next deal, right? And we're going to help you try to close that next deal. So it's really hyper-focused. Hey, realtors, we're going to help you find your next deal in 21 days and show you how to close it, right? They join the challenge, and then after they join the challenge, they get them to sign up on their software, which is a $97 a month subscription. And then they teach them how to find more deals utilizing that software in their local area. So that's another example.
Cool. Where can listeners know more about you and what you do?
All right. So if they want to know more about us and our agency, we're a full service agency. We do everything from the strategy to actually building these systems out and then actually helping you run traffic to it. They can check us out at www.funnelbuild.com, and we'd be happy to have them come over to check us out.
Awesome. Any other last parting words?
I know I said previously in this episode that, you know, hey, if your software is more of like a push and go, like, you know, it just doesn't take a lot of learning, or you just push a few buttons and they get a result, you could still create a challenge around that. Really what you're selling is you're selling the customers the result. So, for instance, if you have a software and it's a thumbnail creator for YouTube videos, right? And the thumbnail creator takes 3 clicks and they get a thumbnail, right? You can't really make a challenge around that. However, you can make a challenge around how to get more engagement and views and create awesome looking YouTube videos, right? And then during that experience, you say, okay, now we're going to make the thumbnail video for the YouTube. Go over here and sign up on the software. There's a 14-day trial, blah, 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 right? So even though it doesn't take a lot of skill to use that software, you can still create an experience on the forefront to sell that product.
Very cool. Austin, thank you so much for all those nuggets of wisdom. This has been great.
All right. Thanks, Natalie. I appreciate you having me on here.
And that's it for this episode. For those tech founders who have a remote team, I have a question. Do you find yourself that it's much faster for you to do things by yourself than waste all of that mental energy delegating tasks to someone? And so you either don't hire anyone, or if you already have a remote team, you're guilty of doing those tasks by yourself, because there's just so much energy goes into delegating the tasks and then just managing people. Are you able to take a few days off and not be worried that your servers will go down or your support is going to blow up? What if you could work on more strategic, important things and let your team fix the bugs? If you only started building your team in the last couple of years, I guarantee that you are making lots of mistakes that hinder your growth without even realizing that. Oftentimes, you, the founder, may end up being the bottleneck to your team's success. That is definitely hard to swallow, but it's true. But also look on the bright side. This is also the easiest problem for you to fix, because you are in control of how to fix it. I'll be launching soon a program that will help tech founders improve your team performance, and as a result, remove the roadblocks to scaling your SaaS just by improving your operations and team dynamic. This is really the shortcut. To be notified when it's live, go to my website, natalieluneva.com/team. natalieluneva.com/team.